Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Reminders.
Hello there, and welcome to the 8th episode of our crime fighter series, Click on the Link. So far, Temba, the IT specialist working for the police, has discovered that Zawadi, the young woman found stabbed by the roadside, was a victim of an email scam, and that she urgently needed money to pay her school fees. Kilele, one of Zawadi's classmates, also told Tembo that the young woman may have been gambling online. Today's episode, entitled Things Fall Apart, starts at the police station with officers Sally Besso and Fred Obi.
Good morning, Fred.
Morning, Sally.
Why are you looking so gloomy?
It's been too hot lately. I get tired so quickly when it's like this. I hope it'll rain soon.
Seems old age is catching up with you.
It'll catch up with you too. Just you wait and see. How are you, Sally?
I'm all right. You know, Fred, I've been thinking about the case a lot. So far, we've got several leads, but they haven't given us the culprit. I wonder what it is we're missing.
I've been thinking about it too, Sally. I talked to Zawadi's boyfriend, Matu, again, as we agreed, after you allowed his friend, Kendi, to visit him.
What did you find out?
Just as you predicted. Kendi told him everything she knows.
Mm-hmm.
He now knows that Zawadi was the victim of an email scam. And he was telling me that he gave her a smartphone that she might have used as collateral to borrow money.
That's very useful. And it's something that he might not have remembered before, if it happened a while ago.
You know, I'm not sure about Kendi. She says she's Zawadi's best friend, but can she be trusted? So far, she's the one who's been giving us hints and leads. What if she knows more than she's letting on? She could be using these hints to redirect our attention and stop us finding evidence that incriminates Matu.
Yes, she may be cleverer than she looks.
So far, I can't see any motive for her to commit the crime. But perhaps we should talk to her again. She might lead us to the person who did this.
Good idea. We can ask Tembo to be careful what he tells her, but to listen closely to what she tells him.
Yes. Shall we go through all the possibilities of where Zawadi might have borrowed money? At least we now know that she had money problems. We should also check her bank account and see how much money has been going through it.
Yes, right. That'll tell us whether or not she really did have money troubles. Come on then, let's get the clearance we need to talk to the bank. You know they won't show us her records without it.
Red tape strikes again.
That red tape protects their clients and our careers. You need to cheer up a bit, Fred, or we won't get good service from them.
Yeah. Let's go then. I'll call Tembo on the way to tell him to be careful what he says to Kendi.
Why would Fred think Kendi is a person of interest for the investigation? If it weren't for her, it would have taken us much longer to start looking at Zawadi's online activity. Especially given how nice and naive everyone seems to think Zawadi is.
Hi, Tembo. Sorry I'm late. The bus got stuck in traffic.
It's all right. I haven't been waiting long. It's a good thing your class isn't until late this afternoon.
Yeah, I've been working on some assignments this morning.
Did you bring the laptop?
Of course. Here it is.
Good. Let's switch it on.
Have you already ordered something?
No, I was waiting for you. Do you know what you'll have?
Yes. This heat has got me craving some cold juice.
How about some food?
It's barely lunchtime, Tembo. Be serious.
But I'm hungry. You should have something too. Maybe a sandwich?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
Okay. Here comes the waitress.
Hello. Are you ready to order?
Yes, please. I'll have a glass of cold mango juice.
And I'll have rice with stew and a glass of cold mango juice as well.
All right. Thank you.
Do you know if Zawadi had any other email addresses?
No, I don't. Why do you ask?
I think she might have had another email account. a secret one.
If she did, maybe she redirected her emails to the one we accessed. Let's look in her emails.
That's a good idea. Aha! This must be it. SweetZ18@mawatu.com.
Huh? SweetZ? That sounds funny.
Candy, how come you're still surprised at what we are finding out?
I just feel like I don't know her at all. We're best friends, and I've never heard about any of these things.
Let's see whether she also allowed the browser to remember her password for this account.
I'm really curious to see what we'll find in it.
Too bad. She was bright enough not to save the password for this account. But I know a way around it.
We can pretend that she forgot the password?
Yes. And take a chance that she may have saved the other email as the recovery account. Done. Now let's wait for a link to change the password.
Here you go. Your stew and juices.
That smells so good.
Yeah. I love the way they make the rice here.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Password changed. Now let's log in and see what's in there.
Shouldn't you eat before the food gets cold?
Just a quick look. There isn't much activity on this account. Wait. Jackpot. Take a look at this folder.
Oh my goodness. Are those pictures of Zawadi? She's practically naked.
Yep. It seems we're uncovering a secret life. Candy, you do realize this is highly confidential, don't you?
What do you mean?
I mean, you cannot tell anyone about these photos or about anything we do regarding this case. I am officially part of the team. And if you leak information, my career will be on the line.
Who would I tell? My best friend is lying in a coma.
You told Matu about the email scam. Seriously, Candy, you can't tell anyone about this. Especially since we don't know what she did with these photos.
First, she fell for a scam. And I don't really blame her for that because she was looking for a scholarship. But now these photos? It's okay. You have my word. I won't tell anyone.
Could you leave the laptop with me?
Yes, but you have to take good care of it.
I promise.
I told Zawadi's mom I'd return it tomorrow. I hope one night will be long enough for you to find out what those pictures were used for.
I hope so too.
Hey, Candy. How are you doing?
Fine, Kilele. How are you?
Not so good.
Why? What's going on with you?
It's about Zawadi.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Nina. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Still surprised that the police took me in for questioning about Zawadi stabbing. They told me they got a tip-off about where I was staying.
Why did they think you had something to do with it?
Because maybe she did.
What do you mean by that?
Stop trying to stir trouble, Kilele.
It's because they saw a text message I'd sent Zawadi. They thought I'd been threatening her. But I explained what it was about and we cleared it up.
Kilele, why are you so silent?
I just have a lot on my mind.
Huh. That's a first.
What's wrong with you two?
He started it.
Are you seriously going to scabble like little kids?
Look, I have to rush. I'll catch up with you later, Candy. Bye.
Bye, Nina.
Candy, we'd better hurry too. We'll be late for class.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Candy is realizing there were many things that her friend Zawadi didn't share with her. Meanwhile, Tembo is continuing his search of Zawadi's online activity. What could the seemingly model student have done with those photos? Be sure to listen to the next episode to find out more. Until then, you can visit our website dw.com/crimefighters or join us for a discussion on Facebook. Bye for now.